Oh, good morning.
Are we in danger of running out of cranberries for holiday dinners this year?
Well, no, I don't think so. I've had conversations with the suppliers of fruit and growers, and in general, we anticipate that things are going to be about the same as they have been in years past.
Why are merchants concerned that they may not have fresh cranberries by Christmas time?
Well, it may be due to some regional issues, and it may be due to regional demand in those areas as well. And I can couldn't speak for that as well, or could speak for that. They have to talk to the brokers, and that may be an issue there. And if there's increased demand there, but what I'm being told by the major handlers is that the fruit is being shipped, and it will be packed and shipped after we get through the Thanksgiving holiday this week.
Why the increased demand for cranberries?
Well, a number of reasons. The first one would be that there's been some effective advertising campaigns that have been initiated by, especially by Ocean Spray this year, which have helped cranberry sales and improved demand. The second thing that we've seen is a lot of information that's come out on research that's been done on looking at the health benefits of cranberries. Cranberries are a healthy fruit, and that's been confirmed. We've always felt that, but it's being confirmed by studies that are coming out that there's benefits relative to not only the urinary tract type of benefits, but also cranberries are high in antioxidants, which play a huge role in a number of health benefits, ranging from heart health to others. We see a lot of new products that are coming down, and people are finding new uses for cranberries. And one of the biggest products that we've seen grow in the last few years has been sweetened dried cranberries.
They're a lot like raisins.
The Ocean Spray has a trade name that's craisins, but technically we call them the sweetened dried cranberry because there's a number of people that are making them now, and the market is really, really strong for that product, and the market overseas has grown as well.
And as more cranberries are grown in Wisconsin, it becomes more and more of an important crop here to our economy.
That's a good point. Wisconsin leads the nation in production, and we're going to produce 55 to 60% of the nation's crop this year. And one of the things that we've seen in the last 5 to 10 years here in the state is because we're producing more fruit here, we're also seeing more fruit processed here. That has an economic benefit, especially in the community up here where I live in Wisconsin Rapids, which is seeing the contraction of the paper industry, and they're looking for economic development, and cranberries is helping to provide some of that with some of the new plants that are going in up here.
Any idea as to how many people in Wisconsin are employed in the cranberry growing and processing industries?
We're probably looking, all told, maybe close to 5,000 people who have employment here in the state because of the activities of the cranberry industry, whether it's processing, providing supplies to the growers, working directly on the marshes, marketing the product, processing it, trucking it, transporting it, storing it, and all those activities, all totals to close to about 5,000 jobs.
Thanks for being with us this morning.
My pleasure.